This is the third straight year, if my memory is correct, where we've had the pleasure of welcoming nominees for the Grammy Awards, and the Grammy Awards are next weekend, and five albums have been nominated for Best Children's Album, and Nila Vasvani is here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we reach you this morning, Nila?
I'm in New York City.
Well, it's nice to have you here today, and your album, and congratulations on your nomination, is I Am Malala, I Am Malala, How One Girl Stood Up for Education and Changed the World. I think a lot of people know her story, but there may be some who don't, and it's wonderful that you have brought it to life through this recording. Tell me a little bit about how it came to be that you happened to do this.
Well, actually, I had narrated a book that I wrote myself called Same Sun Here, and the character in that book is Indian, so I narrated it with a South Asian accent, and the producer of that book also produced I Am Malala, so she knew that I could do a convincing, authentic South Asian accent, and that I was connected with the young reader's world. And so she asked me if I would do it. I'm also an education activist and a professor and South Asian, so I think that helped too.
I'll say. And I was a little surprised to hear your voice as we're talking now, because you're quite a good vocal artist as we listen to the recording you made. In fact, it's very easy to assume you are the actual person as you tell the story.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a listen in just a moment, but tell me a little bit about your activism activities.
Well, like I said, I'm a professor, and I do a lot of work with adult literacy and ESL, English as a Second Language, in New York City and then also in India, mostly in Calcutta and in northwest India in the mountains, in an area of Mussoorie and Kempti. So just in India, I mostly work with young kids, and in the States, I mostly work with adults.
Let's take a listen. This is an excerpt from your Grammy-nominated recording, and we'll talk again in just a moment, but first we'll take a brief listen. Nila Vasvani.
The van slowed to a halt. It was oddly quiet outside. "It's so calm today," I said to Muniba. "Where are all the people?" I don't remember anything after that, but here is the story that has been told to me. Two young men in white robes stepped in front of our truck. "Is this the Khushal school bus?" one of them asked. The driver laughed. The name of the school was painted in black letters on the side. The other young man jumped onto the tailboard and leaned into the back where we were all sitting. "Who is Malala?" he asked. No one said a word, but a few girls looked in my direction. He raised his arm and pointed at me. Some of the girls screamed, and I squeezed Muniba's hand. "Who is Malala?" "I am Malala, and this is my story."
And it really makes you want to just keep listening and listening. Have you read aloud in many places in support of the recording?
No, actually. It's sort of been kept in an audiobook form that it's meant for listeners to listen to in their own home and not for me to perform. It's very much Malala's story, and she does an amazing job of speaking for herself and using her voice.
Well, it's wonderful that you're able to share it with more people, and it has to be exciting for you to be nominated for this award. Have you had Grammy nominations before for any of your work?
No, I won an Audi for one other book that I narrated, but definitely this is my first Grammy nomination, and it's a huge honor to be representing Malala, but it's also a huge honor to be in a category with musicians.
Yeah, it's really something. I'd be curious, as we have just a few more moments left, if you could share any thoughts about Malala. I know not only as an artist, you're being involved in this project, but as an educator, you must have some special feelings about her.
I do. I just admire her so much, and I her conviction, her determination, her bravery, and the way that she makes her bravery seem so ordinary, like the kind of bravery she has is something that everybody is capable of, and I think that's just such an important message, not just for young people, but also for adults. She's just an incredible human being and an incredible example.
Well, thank you for being with us today, Neela, and best wishes for the ceremonies coming up next weekend, and also congratulations on your nomination. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just have a great morning, and thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Thanks. That's Neela Vasvani, and I am Malala, how one girl stood up for education and changed the world. The Young Readers Edition, nominated for a Grammy Award.